Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in 1 Samuel chapter 22, right at the end of the chapter, continuing in the life of David. And previously, we had seen where King Saul had found out where David was, what was going on. He was still pursuing him, still chasing. Saul is furious now because he's found out that he suspects that some of his guards, some of his own people, were turning against him in favor of David. And that was not entirely true, okay? But we've seen the mindset of Saul. And so he called for the priest. He called for Ahimelech, who'd wound up helping David, called for him and called for the household of priests, which we find out, and we found out previously, is 85 priests. He accuses them, Saul accuses them, of turning against him. And Ahimelech says, hey, don't impute this kind of stuff to us. We haven't done this. We don't even know what you're talking about. The king didn't care. The king declared that they should die, and the king declared that they should be executed. King looks at his guards, tells his guards to do it. The guards would not do it. The servants of the king were not willing to put their hands out against the priests of the Lord. These are wise servants of the king. Then the king looks at Doeg, the Edomite, okay? So he's not of Israel. Looks at him and says, hey, you attack the priest. And Doeg says, I can do that. So he kills. And again, it says that, you know, he killed that day 85 men who wore the linen ephod, whether it was him or him and a group of his men, but he says that he did. And that he killed the city, the priest. He killed the men there, the women there, the children, the infants. He killed the animals, the oxen, the donkeys, the sheep. He struck them all with the edge of the sword. Now we continue the account here in verse 20, 1 Samuel 22. But one son of Ahimelech named Abiathar escaped and fled after David. So one person got away. And it was a son of Ahimelech, the priest. Verse 21, Abiathar told David that Saul had killed the priest of the Lord. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what was going through David's mind? We're about to see a statement that he makes right here. But one person escapes, gets away, and tells what happened and what Saul had done. That Saul had killed the priests that were there. Verse 22, then David said to Abiathar, I knew on that day when Doeg the Edomite was there that he would surely tell Saul, I have brought about the death of every person in your father's household. And I want us to think about this for just a moment, okay? Here's Abiathar. He's a son of the priest. He comes and reports to David what happened. And then David makes this profound statement to someone he may or may not have even known. It just really shows the heart of David. It really shows the mind that David was in. He's sharing this with the person that was so highly impacted. He's sharing with Abiathar how he knew that he should have done something. David is telling Abiathar from the beginning here that he made a mistake. Look what he said. He said, I knew on that day when Doeg the Edomite was there that he would surely tell Saul. David said, I knew it. And the inference is from what we see in the balance of this verse and the next verse is that David feels like he should have done something about this. That he should have done something. He knew it, but he set aside the thought because he thought he had more pressing matters. Is that not something that we experience regularly? Yes, as we are growing more in the grace and the power of the kingdom, we see this. We realize that a fleeting thought crosses our mind, an opportunity to do something, particularly for somebody else, and we don't do it. And he says, I knew on that day when I saw Doeg the Edomite that he was going to tell Saul. How did David know that? The Lord clued him in on it, I believe. Yeah, that's sort of interesting. Now, watch what happens. Then David says this, I have brought about the death of every person in your father's household. David is telling Abiathar, it's my fault. It's my fault. Because of what I didn't do, every other person in your family has died. I mean, that's walking in some humility right there. That's walking in some awareness. That's stepping outside this whole thing of trying to blame somebody else and this and that. I know David just told him forthright. Then David says this in verse 23, last verse of the 22nd chapter. David says this, stay with me. Do not be afraid, for he who seeks my life seeks your life. For you are safe with me. That safe with me literally means that you are now my charge. I am now responsible for you. So do you see what's going on here? David is just, he's so heartbroken. He's so frustrated because he knew that Doeg would tell Saul. He didn't know that Saul would necessarily do this. But now seeing what Saul did, David knew that he would have done it. Then what should David have done? Well, probably taken Doeg out. Yeah, more than likely. But look what David does in response to this. He tells Abiathar, stay with me. Stay with me and do not be afraid. And then the reason he gives him is because, well, you know, the one that's trying to kill me is also the one trying to kill you. And then he says, so you're safe with me. What? Yeah, so David knew that Saul was not going to kill him. He wasn't going to be able to. He knew he was being protected by the Lord because the Lord had anointed him king and he had not ascended to the throne yet. So you got that element going on. He knew the promises of God. He knew that God was going to provide for him. Now, does that mean that he assumed upon the Lord and presumed upon the Lord? Oh, no, 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 no. Does that mean that he acted foolishly? No. He sought the Lord. And he did what the Lord told him to do. The Lord told him, like we saw in that one situation where David says, hey, Saul going to come after me? And God says, yeah. Well, David says, well, in that case, I'm going to stay in here. And he leaves. And Saul doesn't come after him. So David walked in that kind of wisdom, which is we are to do too. But he was literally telling Abiathar that God's protecting me. He's going to protect you. And you're going to be safe with me. David immediately picked up the responsibility right here of taking care of this one, the one out of an entire household of priests that had survived. Do you think that might be sort of important? Yeah, I think it may be. We'll see. Well, again, I'm Dale. Hey, thank you all so much for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.